Good morning, everyone. 26 new governors, and one of them is this guy.
The people of the state of New York want a government that they can trust, a government that they can be proud of once again, the government they deserve, and they are going to get it.
That's Governor-elect Andrew Cuomo, who will be inaugurated on New Year's Day and become the new governor of the state of New York. At a time when the state is really ending a crisis that began with the sudden resignation of Elliot Spitzer, of course, for sexual misconduct reasons. David Paterson inherited a situation both fiscally and politically that was extraordinary and struggled, eventually becoming the most unpopular governor in the history of New York by polling. And deciding not to run, which paved the way for Andrew Cuomo's victory on November 3rd in 2010. He campaigned as a reformer in Albany. Is that even possible? Jimmy Vailkind is a political reporter for the Albany Times-Union and contributor to the Times-Union's blog, Capital Confidential. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Reform in Albany. I mean, Cuomo made much of this. In many ways, his father, a former governor, benefited from the lack of reform in Albany. It's what made him a longstanding incumbent. Does Cuomo have the power to do what has seemed in New York to be the impossible?
Well, I think that it's going to come down to his political skills and kind of his political will, both of which he seems to have a lot of. He, of course, has been around government and been involved in government and politics for, about three decades. So he's no novice by any stretch of the means. And he was elected with a 60% margin. So he comes in with a political will, and his campaign was on this need to reform government, which, as you pointed out, New York has just been rocked by scandal after scandal after scandal. The question is whether the legislature is going to really give Cuomo anything. It's now, in this coming year, going to be controlled by Democrats in the lower house, the state assembly, and Republicans in the state Senate.
The amazing thing, I mean, by any measure, by independent measures, the sort of dysfunction of Albany and its inability to get a budget on time, its inability to enact sort of basic services and reform. I'm wondering what kinds of laws are going to have to be passed to permanently reform Albany and to make it more functional.
Well, Governor Cuomo has talked about the need for an independent ethics oversight committee. So right now, the only body that kind of polices the ethics of the legislature and says you shouldn't have taken that contribution is made up of legislators, and its proceedings are secret. And we found out this year that they took action for the first time. Otherwise, it's been a few decades and they haven't actually done anything. So Cuomo and most of the good government reform groups want to have an independent overseer of the legislature and also of lobbying and also some more teeth to the campaign finance laws and some more money to enforce those laws. So these are the kinds of things that he's going to try to push for. And he actually has a lot of power. There are some things that he can enact by executive order. For example, he can order that everyone who works in the executive branch who works for him has to post online a required disclosure form. He can order that state agencies put public data available under the Freedom of Information Law online immediately. So there are some things which he can do to set an example and some things he's going to need legislative approval for.
Well, Jimmy Vailkind, I mean, the strategy there would be to project credibility, as Elliot Spitzer tried to, with sort of good government not being confrontational to the legislature, which is where Spitzer really fell down. And then using that credibility, if it builds over his first term, to actually do a reform that's going to make the government in Albany work better. That's a very, very tall order, and you'll be there to watch it all. Jimmy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jim.
Jimmy Vailkind is a political reporter for the Albany Times-Union, contributor to the Times-Union's blog, Capital Confidential, Reform in Albany and the New Governorship of Andrew Cuomo.